Zion Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Zion Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date, September 17, 2020. Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most just don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make the choice for Yeshua tonight. If you need help after the program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message. The phone number, of course, 620-878-4682. An emergency. My cell phone number is 316-649-4886. Text me first because of all the robo calls. You can find updates with the breaking news, all about the Wichita Mission Church, radio program archives, contact information, all this at our ministry hub, which is very simply prophecyhour.com. Remember, folks, we're a national satellite radio program, which is simulcast live on the net internationally. It's on YouTube, some podcasts, also FM stations, so pray about supporting airtime. Let's thank our listener base this week. The cities that stood out to me were Warsaw, Poland, Mexico City, Mexico, Brisbane, Australia, and the United States, Seattle, Washington. I really pray for you folks up there in Seattle. Anyway, Raleigh, North Carolina, Arlington, Texas, Wichita, yeah, you are the top one this week. Out doing a couple of other ones that have been doing it, beating you in the last couple of weeks. But anyway, you're back, which will be the largest group of listeners for our podcast. That's when the radio programs podcast later on tonight. And folks, I still don't like the name podcast, but podcast is separate from radio. We're a real radio program. Podcast is something else entirely. Also, follow us and share us at Twitter. That's Pastor Dan Catlin at Brant77. We've got a really great guest tonight, so we'll get this prayer on, and we will bring him on. Your Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray. Father, I pray radio or not goes according to your will, not our will, Father. Please give everyone out there ears in which to hear and understand the truth. So please, Father Yahweh and your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, bless this program tonight. Well, I can't wait to talk to him. Well, tonight we got Michael Snyder back on with us. You know, he's been talking about many different things in over the years, many, many different things. You know, we say most don't realize that we're in that time of the end. Michael does, and he is really, really, if you want to call him that, a watchman. He puts out reports almost every day to several different blogs about what is currently going on. He's also the author of books, The Beginning of the End, The Rapture Verdict, and his latest book, which is Lost Prophecies of the Future of America. Then, of course, that's his latest book. We'll get him to give us an update on it. And prayerfully, he's on with us. Are you there with us, Michael?
I'm here, Pastor Dan. Am I coming in clearly?
Yes, sir, you really are. And I'm so glad to have you back with me. You know, you've been on with all this year you've been on with us, it seems like, most every month. And every time that you come on, there's just so much that has happened in the short space of the last time you was on. You know what I'm saying?
It's true, Pastor Dan. Really coming into this year, we were talking about, wow, you know, 2020, you know, we're moving into the time of the perfect storm. It's going to be one thing after another. And it really has been this year where we've been hit with the COVID-19 pandemic, and then that caused the global economy to collapse. And now nearly 60 million Americans have filed new claims for unemployment benefits over the course of this year, greater than, by far, than any year in all of U.S. history. And then we saw the civil unrest erupt in our major cities, just going crazy. And then, you know, just here recently, we've seen the wildfires out in the West, where it's already the worst wildfire season California has ever seen, where it's just been hundreds and hundreds of fires. Dozens of new fires started every day there for a stretch last week. And just in Oregon, Washington, just in Oregon and Washington, entire towns were completely destroyed by fire, you know, completely wiped off the map by these horrific wildfires. Where I live, which is far away, the sky is still completely covered in smoke because the smoke from the fires out west has drifted over here. So, and then we just saw the horrible hurricane and another one in the Gulf of Mexico, leaving 30 inches of rain in some places, destroying bridges. So it really has been this year, Pastor Dan, one thing after another.
Yeah. Let me go with this. First off, I don't know if you're aware of it. The station that we're actually on is in Eagle Point, Oregon, and the fires have been all around them. And at some point, I thought maybe, and I'm glad we didn't, Frank, I thought maybe we was going to lose American Voice Radio because they were so bad there. And the air there is still heavy and almost unbreathable. People are suffering. What's really amazing about these fires, we can talk about, I don't know how you, what all you want to talk about, but we could briefly talk about this first. What's amazing about the fires, I think, is, and a lot of people are missing it, while, yeah, some of these are, we had a lot of lightning, and maybe that's how they first started, but they've been arresting a lot of people that have been setting the fires that, you know, are supposed to be, you know, some of the same people that are doing the riots. But then we keep seeing these strange pictures pop up on the internet of particle beams or something setting them, and I don't know who would be doing that, but I've been trying to check those out, but I haven't been able to find a reputable source of one of them yet. But I'm trying to track them to see if there's any validity to that. What do you think about all the fires? Anything personal or what?
Yeah, I mean, it just seems very unusual what we're witnessing, very, very strange, and I have seen those news reports where they are arresting people. In fact, one woman, she saw a guy on her property, and she said, "What are you doing on my property?" And he was being evasive, and then she realized he had matches, and she was like, "Why do you have matches?" And he said, oh, I'm a smoker," but he didn't have any cigarettes on him, so She had her gun, and she detained him until the police came, and the police arrested him. But to her, it looked like that guy was about to set fires on her property. So, you know, and I think that, you know, these people that have been protesting, they just want to, you know, a lot of them are anarchists. They just want to basically cause the collapse of society. They just want to destroy whatever they can, smash whatever they can. And, you know, and they've been smashing buildings and looting stores and things of that nature. But a really easy way to cause mass destruction, especially this time of year when it's been so hot and so dry in the West, is you light a fire and you let it go, and then all of a sudden it's a massive problem, destroying large amounts of property and so forth. So it's horrible what we've been seeing. It's heartbreaking. People have lost their lives, and boy, Pastor Dan, and the people that would do this are horrible. And then we've also, there have been people that have been arrested for looting, where they've gone on, they take advantage of, you know, because in Oregon alone, they had to evacuate tens of thousands of people. And so people actually went in and started looting. Fortunately, the police were able to catch some of them. But who would do that? To take advantage of people when they've left their homes because of fires, and then go take their things? It just sort of shows how heartless and cold our society is becoming, Pastor Dan. It's very, very sad. But unfortunately, I think we're going to see a lot more of it. As I posted in an article the other day, if people will loot your home right now while things are still relatively normal, what are they going to do someday when they're out of food? They don't have any food anymore. What would they be willing to do to you and your family in order to get food?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've been hitting on that point ever since I've started in radio because, I started in radio probably 2002, but, I'd met a lot of great, you know, talkers and speakers, you know, over the years because I was involved with the Prophecy Club and other ministries and that started in the early 90s. But my point has been that I advise people, you need to be at least an hour driving time, you know, at least 60 miles from any major city, because you expect these people in a major city to, the bad people are going to all of a sudden be good because it's, you know, the end of society, so to speak. You need, and this is proof of it, let alone they're even being egged on by their own party. You know, I'm not trying to point fingers at different people, but, you know, Black Lives Matter, the founders of Black Lives Matter, came out and did an interview, and it was these three women, and I don't know if you caught the interview or whatever with them, but they were talking about how they invite dead spirits into their bodies to help them do the things that they do. We're talking about demon possession. And that's what I believe is really going on. I believe behind all this isn't just normal evil. I have the sense that it's, you know, it's end time evil. You know what I'm saying? Back to you.
Oh, I completely agree, Pastor Dan. And there is a tremendous spiritual dimension to this, and now it's been documented. The leaders of the Black Lives Matter movement have been involved in this, these spiritual things where they're contacting spirits. And of course, those are demons. And then you open a gate for that, and then the demonic comes in. And that can help to explain just the tremendous rage and violence that we're seeing, where people are like, wow, this isn't normal. And that's because there's this great spiritual dimension behind it. And it's very frightening what we're seeing. And now we're moving toward the election, Pastor Dan. And Pastor Dan, I am so concerned about this upcoming election, because, you know, what we're going to see, they're saying up to 40% of all voters could vote by mail. So we've got we're going to have tens of millions of these mail-in ballots. And that opens up all sorts of opportunities for fraud, for someone that would want to manipulate things or alter the outcome of the election, whether it's someone in this country or outside this country like China. So many opportunities. And I've said forever, what we need to do, we need to go to all paper ballots. We need to have people go in to vote whenever possible, to go in to vote, to show identification when they vote so they can prove who they say they are, and then not even have the ballots counted by machine, but actually have them counted by real people. And if we did all those things, that would help. But of course, we're not doing any of those things. So now, Pastor Dan, what we're going to have, and the stage is already being set for this in the mainstream media, they're saying we're going to get to election night, right?
Right.
And it's going to, and the mainstream media is even admitting it. They're saying it's going to look like Trump is winning on election night. And so Trump will be like, oh, I've won another term. All the Trump supporters will say victory. Victory is ours. But the Democrats are already saying Joe Biden is not going to concede, because what they're telling us is that people who go to vote in person are more likely to vote for Trump. And people who mail in ballots, those votes are more likely to go for Joe Biden. That's what we're being told. So the Democrats are going to say, okay, yeah, it's going to look like Trump has won on election night, but we've got to count all the mail-in ballots, which could take days or weeks or maybe even longer. And because it takes forever to open them up, and, you know, it's just a whole process you have to go through. And in fact, in many of these swing states, it's illegal to count any of the mail-in ballots till all the voting is completely done on election night. So it's you know, they can't even, in many of these states, get started in advance. So
right.
We're going to get to election night. We're not going to have a winner. We're not going to know who won, Pastor Dan. And that period of uncertainty, even if everything was done correctly, even if everything was above board, which I don't think it will be, but even if that period of uncertainty of not having a winner from November 3rd on to whenever a winner is ultimately declared is going to be really, really bad for our country. It's likely to cause tremendous civil unrest. And ultimately, because I do believe that there's going to be so much monkey business going on, we might not ever know the true winner of this election. And in fact, whoever ultimately wins, whether it's Trump or Biden, the other side is going to say that the election was stolen from them. If Trump ultimately loses because of the mail-in ballots, well, the Trump supporters will say Democrats stole it. If Trump ends up winning, well, the Biden supporters will be saying, oh, you didn't let us count all the ballots. You stopped the counting in this state, such and such, whatever, you know, the excuses they make. So, Pastor Dan, we are setting the stage for an absolute explosion, I believe, when we get to the election and afterwards, because of how disputed the result is going to be.
Yeah, a couple of things on that. Number one, you're absolutely right. Everything you said, absolute right. Couldn't said it better myself. We have people like the Department of Human and Health Services has actually even came out and said that Americans need to buy ammunition. And this guy's somebody that works for the government, right? The head of an agency, warning people to buy ammunition because they believe that the other side, you know, the left, will start something, you know, a war. Either way, we are seeing that. I do, however, have a belief in how I think it will eventually turn out. And I can bounce that off of you, and then it will probably take you into a subject that I know you want to talk about. But my thought is this. I look at Bible prophecy a little bit different than a lot of people. You know, I'm not the guy that tries to, if I think the Word of God says that this is going to happen, I'm not somebody that tries to postpone it or nothing. I try to pray it on. Okay, come on. You know, I just protect us during that time. Having said that, this is what I believe. I believe the current peace agreements that are coming up is something that has to happen because I've talked to a lot of radio guests, okay, and I do my Bible research. Well, a rabbi told me a long time ago, he said, I tried to get him to tell me what was the final thing. Now, we're talking about an unsaved rabbi, you know what I mean, just a regular rabbi. He wrote a book on prophecy. And I said, what is the precursor for Messiah coming? First, it took us weeks. I had to have this guy on every day for over a month just to get, he was really hard to get stuff out of. Anyway, finally he says this. He says, Israel has never came to the height of their riches that they will achieve before Messiah comes. And he says, that's also at peace. When Messiah comes, we will be at peace. I can find the same thing in the Word because I believe God, the Gog Magog Word, I believe that's Armageddon. I believe, like Joel Richardson does, that is the Antichrist invading Israel. And at that time, Israel is at peace. The Word says that when they cry peace and safety, then sudden destruction will come. There will be peace. I do believe that there will be peace in the land, that the land will be relaxed, and then those Antichrist nations, the Antichrist, will invade at that time. So having said that, this peace that's starting to manifest itself with those nations is something that has to happen. If Biden takes control of the United States, that's all gone in an instant. They will not progress any further. It will go back the other way with Iran and all the argument over Palestinian state and all that. It'll all be there. The peace will not be achieved in the neighborhood. Also, this peace is what will infuriate the Antichrist into actually attacking Israel, and he'll use the Palestinians as an excuse. Now, so in my thought, I believe that, yes, Trump will eventually win, but it may not be until we have a civil war. But it could be anything. Again, that's just my opinion. And you're free to talk about whatever you want to talk about. Back to you.
Well, thank you, Pastor Dan. And we know down the road, eventually, and I believe no matter what the result is in November, but down the road, we know that eventually the U.S. government will be involved in formally dividing the land of Israel into two states. And right. So there will be a Palestinian state at some point. And when we come back from the break, we can talk about, because this ties into my new book, because one day after the U.S. government is involved in dividing the land of Israel and a Palestinian state is established, well, there's certain things that happen. God has warned us in advance about things that will happen through prophetic voices all over the world, and some big things are coming that I talk about in my new book. So I know the break is coming up very quickly here.
Well, we got about 2 minutes.
Okay.
So we're still good. Yeah, it does tie. And I do believe that at some point, you know, if indeed we'll just go like this, indeed if all, and that's why your book is important. And make sure I want to talk about this book because I wanted to get it in people's hands. But the point is that at some point this is going to happen. You know what I'm saying? I have not a problem pointing out that America is going to, will be in part responsible for the splitting of Israel or whatever, and they will pay a high consequence. Timing of it is one thing, but I'm just not the guy that will sit here and say, well, we better put it off. Or, so, you know what I'm saying? Because if we was to put that off, then that would mean that would be putting off Yeshua's return, wouldn't it?
Well, we definitely look forward to Yeshua's return, but also, you know, sometimes I look at the great judgments that are coming, just like in ancient Israel. Jeremiah, he warned great judgments were coming to the land.
Right.
And he warned and he warned and he warned. And when they finally came, well, he wasn't happy that he was right. He was full of sorrow. He even wrote the Book of Lamentations. Just he mourned for what had happened, even though he was 100% correct. Everything he had warned all those years that happened, it didn't make him happy. It actually made him deeply sorrowful that Israel never repented.
Well, you know, and the Word tells us we should be weeping and crying for those things that are which to come, you know. And that's absolutely on and board for that. And we should talk about it, and the people should understand where we're at. But, you know, that's why, I mean, you know, actually why I'm going, oh, with dread that, okay, this may lead to getting, you know, the United States in itself split soon. But yet, my other part of me is going, well, wow, Yeshua's coming. This is coming about. Tell them where they can find you and everything. We'll go to break and we'll come back and talk and tell people where they can find that book.
Yeah, I've got three websites, the Economic Collapse blog, endoftheamericandream.com, and also the most important news.com. Big changes coming there. People are going to want to check that out in the coming days. Also, my new book, Lost Prophecies of the Future of America, is on Amazon.com. Right, people are loving it because it literally gives people a roadmap for the major prophetic events that we can expect as things get really, really crazy in this country. There's not another book out there like it. So I encourage people to get that book, Amazon.com. It's Lost Prophecies of the Future of America.
Yeah, amen. And it's a great witness, folks, because it's not just Michael's voice. It's a lot of different people talking. Okay, folks, we'll be back in about 4 minutes.
Go away, Pastor Dan will be right back.
Israel, Israel, God. History records that the Seventh-day Sabbath was not set aside by early Christians, and that it has never ceased to be observed. Athanasius, a theologian who attended the Nicene Council, recorded the fact that in 340 AD he and his fellow believers observed the Seventh-day Sabbath. He was not the only theologian to report the observance after the time of Constantine. Socrates Scholasticus, a church historian who lived in the late 4th and early 5th century, made the following statement. Touching the communion, there are sundry observations, for almost all the churches throughout the world do celebrate and receive the holy mysteries every Sabbath. Socrates said that some, based on tradition, observe Sunday and went on to differentiate between the Sabbath and Sunday, stating, I mean the Saturday and Sunday upon which the Christians are wont to meet solemnly in the church. Jesus said that not even the slightest aspect of the law will change. The fourth commandment, which instructs us to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy, is one of those commandments. It was established at the time of creation, observed by Jesus and his followers, by saints down through the centuries, and will be observed in the new heavens and the new earth. Athanasius' statement regarding the observation of the Sabbath sums it up. We assemble on Saturday not that we are infected with Judaism, but only to worship Christ, the Lord of the Sabbath. I'm Richard Reeves with Just the Facts. For more information, contact Partakers Publications, Post Office Box 23031, Charlotte, North Carolina 28227, or visit our website at www.toolong.com.
Back. This is Pastor Dan Kaplan, and you're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Well, folks, we're going to get right back with Michael Snyder. I've got a couple things to point out to you. One, yes, Messiah's Branch is out there. We're still helping and caring for the people, and you wouldn't believe how many Bibles just keep going away. I couldn't believe it. Over and over, we need more Bibles, large print King James Bibles, preferably, folks. But anyway, so pray about that. But help us, because we are out there on the front line. We're taking a lot of risk by doing this during this time of violence and of the virus and everything. So pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. If you don't want to help us before, consider a donation for radio airtime. I know you enjoy and learn from our guests, so radio is not free. And donations keep us on the air. You can donate online, mail a check or money order. All that information you can find at Prophecy Hour. .com. Just call me if you need to. Now, folks, and I've been pointing this out to you, and I pray that you have checked this out. We have Jonathan Kahn has this thing going. It's called The Return. The Return is a movement of an appointed time, a specific day set apart for one purpose, return to God by coming before His presence in humility, in sincerity, in prayer and repentance. The movement, he says, begins now, and that was about 10 days ago, and it will continue through the end of the year, 2020, leading up to the 10 days of prayer, fasting, and repentance, starting with the Biblical Feast of Trumpets. Folks, that's tomorrow night at dark, and they are going to do this on the National Mall on September 26, 2020, and there's a lot of ministers and people you would recognize that are coming there to the National Mall. Again, they will be at the National Mall on September 26, 2020. Anyway, now we're back with Michael Snyder. Are you still with me?
I'm here, Pastor Dan.
Did you hear about the return?
I have. I've been promoting it as well. I love what Jonathan Kahn is doing, because the only hope America has at this point is repentance. And, you know, we see, you know, the prophet Jonah, he went to Nineveh. He said, hey, repent. And Nineveh did repent, and God spared them. And really, at this point, America is so deep in sin. We've killed more than 60 million children of our own children. Every other form of sin you can talk about is exploding. And I talk about all the reasons why judgment is coming in my book. But if America repents, and of course repentance is not just saying we're sorry, but repentance is changing action. So what would national repentance look like? Well, you know, national repentance would look like ending abortion, stopping abortion, no longer killing children on an industrial scale. It would look like, okay, we're ending gay marriage and the entire LGBT agenda. That would be repentance. And let's pray for that, because that is the only hope that we have. Otherwise, judgment is coming. And as Jonathan Cahn has detailed in his books, that the exact same patterns we saw in ancient Israel are happening once again in our time to the United States. And one of those things that we saw in ancient Israel is that God sent prophets to warn the people that judgment was coming, and not just something kind of vague, oh, judgment is coming, but God specifically warned them exactly what would happen. In fact, the exact enemies that would come and ultimately conquer them. So he warned them in advance exactly what would happen, and God is doing the exact same thing in our time. And that's why I wrote this new book, Pastor Dan, Lost Prophecies of the Future of America. And in this book, it's not what Michael Snyder thinks, but literally I've collected dozens and dozens of men and women of God from all over the world that have had supernatural experiences where they've been shown the future of this country and about the judgments that are ahead of us. And I've got prophecies in the book from every decade, from the 1920s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, all the way up to today. And you go through the book and you get to each chapter, each subject, because it's grouped by topic, and you're like, wow, all these people separated by time, separated by geography, different denominations, they all saw the same thing, and that's because it's all coming from the same source. And so people go through, and in fact, if you start to go through the book, you know, it's stuff that's ripped from today's headlines. You know, chapter one, I talk about coronavirus, how there was, in advance, we were warned that a pandemic was coming, that the first one would be mostly fear, but then another one is coming after that's going to be very serious. So coronavirus has come. It's been mostly fear. Now people need to understand another pandemic is coming, and it's going to be even worse, Pastor Dan. Another chapter, economic collapse and famine. We've already seen the worst spike in unemployment all of U.S. history, but economic collapse is going to get worse. There's famine around parts of the world already. In fact, the head of the UN World Food Program just came out again and used the word biblical to describe the famine that's happening in other parts of the world right now. Someday there will be famine here in the United States, and food prices, they're already increasing rapidly. They are going to get much, much higher. In fact, people have seen they're going to put armed guards on food trucks someday because the food prices
are going to get so high. Let me throw something in on the food part right here real quick. This is what we're seeing with the Mission Church. Okay, listen, brother, there's this one other ministry in Wichita that when they get an overabundance of food overflowing, one of their guys, when he was homeless, one of the main cooks was homeless. And so he'd come in and eat our egg sandwiches and have food, dinner with us, right? Okay, so their boss told them to go find a place to get rid of the overflow. So we've been getting some of their overflow. Well, here's the point. Before COVID, we all of a sudden started getting an abundance of food. We were feeding not only just the Mission Church, but a lot of other people. Well, as soon as COVID hit, then, you know, it slowed down. He still brings us things and everything, but here's how he explains it. He said, well, you know, the stores donate their overflow that they have before it expires, they donate it to the big Wichita Food Bank. Then the Wichita Food Bank, when they get too much, they just give it to this ministry, but they also supply all the other food banks. So when he starts bringing us less, the problem is because the stores isn't giving the food banks less, more, you understand. So it goes down to that, the stores. The stores don't have to give away. You understand what I'm saying? So it's not enough right now to go around. Already it's not enough to go around. Then in stores, we buy all the time, right? You know, my wife has pointed out to me that dramatically they've cut like 5-pound bags of potatoes back to 4 pounds, but kept them at the same price and a lot of other things. And so we see this food shortage. It's very, very real. And it could just happen at any moment. And so people need to be better prepared than they were for this virus. Back to you.
Oh, I agree with you 100%, Pastor Dan. What, you know, I've documented on my websites where you've literally seen lines at food banks around the nation up to 2 miles long. In fact, just a few days ago, I read about a line out in Virginia near where my parents lived, a tremendously long line. And so at a time when food banks are having a harder time getting a hold of food, the demand is just greater than ever before. And people are getting desperate. In fact, in some cases down in Texas, people are lining up at 2 a.m. just to make sure to get something from the food bank. And so this is putting tremendous stress. And then, as you mentioned, the stores are having a much more difficult time. Last Friday, as I was getting ready for Sabbath, I went into the grocery store. I wanted to get some food. I went up and down the aisles. I was stunned because normally this grocery store is just packed to the gills. They're very, very well supplied. But I saw more holes than I've ever seen before, more products that were out of supply than I've ever seen throughout this entire pandemic, that I've ever seen in the whole time we've lived here, which was surprising to me because I thought things might be getting a little bit better, you know, right now. During this. But no, it was actually the worst I've seen. So very concerning to me, Pastor Dan. And hopefully, I mean, it's a wake-up call to people that you need to get prepared while you can. Food's not going to get any cheaper than it is right now.
Michael, look, throw this in. We keep saying, and I've been banging my fist and telling people to get food in their house and then everything, and that's what they do need to do. But first, really, they need to get warned. They need to realize this is a reality and not a movie playing out. And one way to do that is to get your book, but they ought to get some copies of it and pass it around to their skeptical brothers and sisters or skeptical people in the church that don't realize where we're at. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I've been encouraging people to get hard copies of this book and share it with everyone that they can. That's why we priced it so low, so people could get hard copies. Because you know what? Someday we're not going to have the internet. In fact, our websites over the last 24 hours had horrible technical issues starting to come back now. But, boy, that kind of scared us.
I wasn't able to get to the article that you wrote, about which people ought to go read it. The article that you wrote about the peace deal, because every time I went there, it went dead until I got it like about 30 minutes before the program. That's when I finally got to read it. Back to you.
Yeah, thankfully the websites are coming back now, but the great thing about a book, no one can take it out,
right.
You know, no one can cut you off from it on the internet or censor it or whatever, but it's a hard copy you have in your hands. And, you know, one precious woman got this and she said, you know, I thought I was prepared, but boy, I was wrong, you know, because literally it's this book, if once you realize that it's true and these things really are going to happen, it's the most frightening thing you'll ever read, but I also make it a book of hope because people need to understand, hey, God's in control. He has a plan. He can bring you through this, but he's warned us in advance so we can get ready and so we can realize that, hey, we got some things to go through, but God's going to use us. So people not only need to get food for themselves, but guess what's going to happen when all these things start happening? People are going to show up at your door, your family, your extended family, your friends and your neighbors. Now maybe you're saying, well, I'm going to turn them all away. I couldn't turn my family away. Yeah, they didn't prepare and it's their fault. Yeah, I understand that. But I'm going to take my family in and I'm going to feed them. So you've got to have food not only for yourself for an extended period of time, but also everyone that's going to come knocking on your door that you're going to end up taking care of. So you're going to need food for that as well. So people need to understand that. But Pastor Dan, and not only that, if people need to get where they're going to be to ride these things out,
yeah.
Because we're seeing this mass exodus all over the country as people are afraid of the civil unrest and everything. And that's another chapter in my book, Civil Unrest and Martial Law. People say, oh, of course civil unrest is happening, Michael, but that's the point. People warned years in advance civil unrest was coming, and it's going to be a lot worse. So there's a mass exodus out of our major cities. And what this has created, Pastor Dan, is a huge real estate shift where in urban areas, prices are collapsing, demand is collapsing. But in desirable suburban and rural areas, we're seeing bidding wars. We're seeing prices go into the stratosphere. I just had an email from a reader this week. He said, Michael, we went out to buy a country home, and somebody looked at the house right before us, put in an offer, so we put in an offer $10,000 higher, and we got the house. But that's what we're seeing around the country. People are getting into bidding wars for houses. So if you think you might want to move, the longer you wait to go to where you think is going to be a secure location, the higher the real estate prices are going to go.
Yeah. Let me throw this in. I have a fellow that in the Ozarks that had been, the father took him to the Ozarks 50 years ago and told him that he was going to be, you know, helping form an end-time community, you know, a place of refuge. And he never had the means to do it for 50 years, but he kept talking about it and praying about it. And now, right after the virus thing hit and the civil unrest thing hit, the father put two people in his hands. They put it together, and overnight, this thing has is expanded to over 400 acres. And I said, "Well, how many?" I had him on radio a couple of weeks ago. He said, "Well," I said, "how many people did finally contact you recent?" He said, "We had 300 people contact us." And so the property in this really desirable area of the Ozarks, which was going cheap, guess what? The property's going up. And also, so folks, if you've got a place of refuge, you better be figuring it out. Back to you, Michael. Sorry for the interruption.
Oh, and praise God, Pastor Dan, for that. Because, and in the book I talk about, you know, some people have seen, men and women of God have seen the cities of light, cities of refuge in, here in the United States. And it's happening, as you said, you know, it's happening right now in front of our eyes. They're starting to be prepared. People are being brought together. People are being moved. And because, and people, you know, when you get the book, and you know, and one of the reasons I wanted to put this out there, people realize you don't want to be around the West Coast because there's going to be great seismic events coming to the West Coast. That's what the prophetic voices have been shown. People have been shown the coming New Madrid earthquake. We talked in the first segment about someday the U.S. government will be involved in dividing the land of Israel. And after that, and we don't know how soon after, but after that happens, there will be a great, great earthquake which will divide, literally divide North America, divide the United States into two parts from the Great Lakes all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico, kind of along where the roughly where the Mississippi River is today, forming a new body of water literally in the middle of the country. You know, on the East Coast, a great East Coast tsunami is coming someday when an asteroid comes down, strikes the Atlantic Ocean, creating a massive tsunami hundreds of feet tall coming slamming into the East Coast of the United States, causing death and destruction like we can't even imagine right now, where most of the major cities on the East Coast are barely above sea level. You know, if you've seen the movie Deep Impact, kind of think of that type of event coming.
Well, the Bible talks about, you know, isn't it the wormwood that hits the water, you know what I mean? And so the word says these things are going to happen, and that's what's amazing about these. Then, you know, if you compare it to the word, it's there. We are in that time of the end, but people need to see it beyond their Bible. That's why these prophecies are good, because, you know what, last time I checked, the father, after the Bible was written, just didn't just shut off everything and stop talking to folks. He still talks to people, don't he?
Oh yeah, and, you know, and the book of Joel tells us in the last days, hey, your young men will see visions, your old men will dream dreams, the Holy Spirit will be poured out, and that's exactly what has happened and has been happening for years. Unfortunately, a lot of these supernatural experiences, a lot of these warnings have been drowned out by the dominant narrative in society and in the evangelical church, and the dominant narrative being everything's going to be wonderful once we get past these few problems. Oh, everything's going to be great. And unfortunately, a lot of people have followed after that. But, you know, when you look at men and women of God, prophetic voices with proven track records who've been right over and over again, and then they all confirm one another, like I show in my book, where it's not just one or two or three or a dozen people seeing that a certain thing is coming, but literally dozens of people all seeing the same events, all being shown by God over time, the same things are coming, and they're trying to warn us. Unfortunately, you know, I would say 99% of the Christian population of the country doesn't even know these warnings exist. So that's why I'm trying to make such a big deal out of this book, out of these warnings, trying to make it go as viral as possible, because these warnings deserve to be heard. you know, a lot of these prophetic men and women of God, they don't have huge platforms. They're not exalted by the modern day church. But they've been around for many of them for a long time, but I'm trying to magnify and multiply, their voice so that people can realize, yeah, we are in that time of the end. These things are coming. In fact, so many of the things in the book have started to be fulfilled, and we're on the verge of so much more. Without repentance, America is on the verge of the most difficult chapter in our history.
Right. Amen. And that is a fact. Folks, these books need to be taken inside the church, because I don't know if you're aware or not, Michael, but the modern day church in big cities, you know, and the bigger the churches, usually the more, like Carl Gallup put it, he says, while thousands and thousands of churches have warned, there's 10,000s and 10,000s of churches that don't warn and don't even allow prophecy in the door. Now think about those numbers. Now, Pastor Carl Gallup, he's a pastor of a regular church, you know, he's Southern Baptist, and, you know, and he put that warning out last week. This book, people can take it in, give it to their brethren inside the church and say, read this, and, you know, we can talk about it later. But, yeah, I want the wicked to be warned, because we're supposed to do that, but we need to warn our brothers, and we're talking about people, folks, that you're sitting next to in your church or your gathering. Back to you.
Yeah, and these prophecies are a witnessing tool. And throughout all of history, you know, in the Bible, the book of Isaiah, God says, hey, I'm the one that tells you the end from the beginning. You know, predictive prophecy where God reveals the future in advance. That's always been one of the main ways that he self-authenticates himself. He says, you can know me, that I'm the one true God, because I tell you the end from the beginning. I tell you the future in advance. And when people get this book, in fact, the longest chapter is the last chapter, which is actually an explanation of how people can come to know Yeshua, the Messiah, how it can come into a relationship with him. Because that's the goal. When people see these prophecies come to pass, these dreams and visions happen, and they realize there really is a God in heaven, and he really has been warning people through his prophets, and that's going to cause people to turn to God and say, yes, I want that God, the God that is real, the God that warned us about these things, the God that told us about all these things in advance. There really is a God, and he's really doing the same thing today that he did in biblical times. And so it's a powerful, powerful witnessing tool. In fact, I've already been hearing. I heard from someone who lives in Germany, who was born in Kazakhstan, who read the book, and he's asking questions about salvation and whatever through email. So, I mean, it's not just affecting people here, but literally people all over the globe. And that's what we want. We want to sound the end times alarm, because our goal is to win souls. Our mission, and people need to realize, oh yeah, all sorts of bad things are going to happen. And if your life is all about your bank account, your money, your ambitions, your goals, what you want to do with your own life, well, yeah, the years ahead are going to be very hard for you. But if you're kingdom oriented, if your priority is, I'm here to do whatever God wants me to do, I'm ready to become the person he wants me to be, I want to win souls, and you embrace that mission, then it can be part of bringing in, I believe, the greatest harvest of souls in the history of the world, and being part of the greatest move of God the world has ever seen. But if we're balled up in a corner and we're all afraid because we don't understand what's happening, which is going to be most of the church, we're all disappointed because a pre-tribulation rapture didn't come, which is going to be most of the church, if they're crying and depressed and down and on pills and thinking of suicide because of all the bad things that are happening, which they didn't think were going to happen because their churches told them only good things were going to happen. You know, they're going to be in a corner, balled up in depression, not doing anything for the kingdom, not being any good because they totally have the wrong mindset. But if we embrace and say, yeah, you know, God has a plan. He knew about all this in advance. He's going to use us. Yeah, things are dark and crazy, but this is going to be the greatest hour for the people of God, the greatest hour to get things done, and we're going to prepare the way for the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If that's your mindset, you're going to do great things. You're going to pile up great rewards for yourself in heaven because you're going to help to bring in the harvest in these last days.
Amen. Absolutely. And, folks, the Word says that men's hearts are going to be failing them for fear of what is to come. You don't want to be one of those people. And how do you do that? By being warned in advance, knowing in advance, and then you can be part of the harvest instead of being part of the you know, it's like this. You can be one of those that are out there helping or somebody that needs to be helped. That's what it boils down to. Back to you. We got about two and a half minutes.
Yeah, I just encourage everyone to get this book because there's not that many voices out there sounding the alarm about the specific prophetic events that the men and women of God have warned us about. We've got Pastor Dan, who's doing such a great job with his show. We've got the Prophecy Club, Stan Johnson. We've got a few others, but not that many. But this book, Lost Prophecies of the Future of America, you can go get it at Amazon. It lays out a roadmap, a blueprint for what you need to know, the specific events that are going to be happening one after another, very specific things that are going to happen. So you can know, and I wish there were more books out there like this. If there were, I would buy them because I want to know. But that's the reason I put this together, to end the confusion, so that you can know exactly what's coming, exactly what we've been warned about, how to get ready, but then also how to witness to your friends and say, look, God told us all these things were happening. God is real. You need him in your life.
Yeah, amen. Absolutely. Now, tell them what your website. Now, when I first glanced at your website, in fact, I got it up right now, I don't really see the advertisement for the book. Where's that?
Well, that's because, like I said, Pastor Dan, you had those technical difficulties, and now all the images have been loaded back again.
Oh.
Yet. They're literally, as we do this program, the websites are in the process of being fully restored. So I praise God that we were able to restore them and that they are coming back, but it's still in process as we record this program right now. But people can find the website, theeconomiccollapseblog.com, endoftheamericandream.com. But you really want to keep an eye on themostimportantnews.com, because in a few days we're going to roll out a whole new format. It's super exciting, and it's going to be, just trust me, check out themostimportantnews.com in a few days. And then to get the book right now, the ads on the websites are down because of the technical difficulties. But just go to Amazon and type in Lost Prophecies of the Future of America, and it'll come right up for you. It's available in paperback and in Kindle format if you prefer that format.
Right. Well, there will be, folks, right now we're on live radio, you know, whatever, but when I put this in podcast after a while, I will put I always put links to all your sites, but folks, I'm going to also put a link to Amazon to the page that you can actually buy the book, so I'm going to include that in it too. So really, folks, you need to get a copy of the book for yourself, but you need to share it around with other people. So, you know, buy multiple copies, and this is one of those critical books. So I just tell them goodbye, and you'll come back again soon, right?
Absolutely. I love you, Pastor Dan. You're my brother, and keep up the great work. You're doing such a great job.
All right. Well, thank you a lot. Well, you be blessed, brother, and stay safe. Keep your wife safe, and give her a hug. All right. Be blessed. All right, folks, that was Michael Snyder. His new book is The Lost Prophecies of America. We need the future of America. Get copies of this book. Share it around. I really, really do think that it will be beneficial to you and to your neighbors. A lot of things are coming, folks. Take it just like I did. I just took a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get spiritually ready and get physically ready. Pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. You know, even a $10 donation will help. Anything will help. Pray about it first. We want you to pray about it first. Share radio programs with others. We must remember, though, there is only one true God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for our repented sins, and he rose after 3 days and 3 nights on the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Remember, always, always, always be a blessing to others. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. The Word tells us to do it. But there will never be any real peace until Yeshua's return. So if you pray for the peace of Jerusalem, you're praying for Messiah's return. Lord our God, Father, King, Universe, asking Yeshua HaMashiach's name that, Father, you would please, please bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and that you would be gracious to them, and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Until next Thursday, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 6-6-8-5-1. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.